The award citation, read by Nobel Committee Chairman Torbjørn Jagland, speaks glowingly of Mr. Obama's new approach to foreign policy.
Obama has, as president, created a new international climate. Multilateral diplomacy has regained central position, with emphasis on the role that the United Nations and other international institutions can play. Dialogue and negotiations are preferred as instruments for resolving even the most difficult conflicts.
Many analysts interpreted that as an implicit rebuke to Mr. Obama's predecessor, George W. Bush, over his handling of the war in Iraq. President Obama is struggling to find a new strategy for Afghanistan and a way to keep Iran from becoming a nuclear weapons power. He has repeatedly said he favors engagement. But does a Nobel Prize translate into political capital in world capitals? Not necessarily, say analysts. John Tierman, executive director of the Center for International Studies at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, says being a Nobel laureate is of only marginal benefit at the negotiating table.
As far as other capitals are concerned, other world leaders and things as specific as Iran sanctions, I'm not sure that it carries quite as much weight because national interests tend to trump these kind of symbolic gestures, but it certainly doesn't hurt. I think it makes people regard him with more respect, at least in the short term.
Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution agrees, but adds that it is too soon to know if the Obama approach will yield concrete results.
It doesn't tend to solve you any problems right away. It may create a context in which it's a little easier to have negotiation. But I think the committee made a mistake in giving the prize so soon, frankly, because it somewhat discredits and cheapens the whole notion of the Peace Prize, because we haven't yet seen if this Obama approach really is going to make a difference in solving problems. All we know is that it's created a little bit better atmosphere for discussing them.
Public opinion polls show a sharp improvement in attitudes towards the United States since Mr. Obama took office in January. O'Hanlon believes the Nobel Committee was blinded by the president's near pop star status in some countries and that the young president has no real achievements that merit such an award.
I think they have bought into the campaign, bought into the rhetoric, bought into the image. All that's fine. I just wish they had exercised a little more restraint in judging whether that yet merited this kind of an achievement award. This Nobel Peace Prize historically has been for actual achievements.
But MIT's John Tierman says the Nobel Peace Prize is different from the other Nobel Awards, such as in chemistry or literature.
The Nobel Peace Prize is clearly a symbolic gesture, unlike their other prizes, which actually honor concrete achievements. This tends to be about the political moment, about aspirations rather than achievements. And I think in that sense, it's appropriate.
Mr. Obama is scheduled to personally accept his Nobel Peace Prize at the December 10th awards ceremony in Stockholm. White House officials say he will donate his $1.4 million prize money to charity. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.